St. Joseph's helps 11,000 people in a four-county area centered in the Fox Valley. The program has evolved to the point where it now receives support from some of the area's biggest corporations, like Kimberly-Clark, as well as from churches and other volunteers. Spokesperson Karen Zimke says usage has fluctuated along with the local economies, layoffs, and recoveries.
In 1982, we had 120 individuals. And as I told you, we have about 11,000 now. And that's 30 years. After 2008, we spiked, and then we leveled off for quite a while. And then about a year ago, we noticed another uptick.
Zimke says that uptick is across the board with new clients, renewals, and people coming more often. The pantry uses federal income guidelines to help determine who's eligible. It requires clients to present a Social Security card from every person in a household, along with photo IDs and proof of income. Still, Zimke says because it is privately run, St. Joseph can relax or tighten services on an individual basis.
You know, we rely on the generosity of the community. We're not never gotten government funding in 30 years. We've been able to do it because we have a large amount of volunteers who are very dedicated and long-term.
Besides the 11,000 individuals it serves, St. Joseph's also helps an estimated 1,300 people at homeless and domestic violence shelters. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.